Hello everybody, I'm Chris.
I'm Craig.
And I'm Jack.
And we're back in 2016.
Way!
Hey!
Yeah, with the shadowy cabal of TV Cream regulars. For...
Condoman.
For...
Condoman.
Pipe Man.
Condom Man, as my son thought I called it.
What did he think he called it?
Condom Man.
Condom Man.
Look at the little cartoon.
I loved this when I saw this in this opening title. I thought it was really funny.
Well, I do like an animated title, yeah. Almost as much as I like a cartoon in a film.
Yeah, he looks nothing like that though. Does
no,
he?
No, I don't remember anything about this other than the fact that I saw it and that I read Anthony Burgess's novelisation of it, as we discussed before, and I remember the Eiffel Tower bit, and that is it.
And look at the amazing print.
This is an astounding copy.
This is the
copy.
Disney, this official Disney DVD release. Look at that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's like the
official hokey.
Wow. Well, as I said at the start, it's
Krokov. They went. They
pure
really
digital magnets.
Sorry.
Pure digital video.
Barbara Carrera. Never Say Never Again. That's right, isn't it?
No. Yeah. Was it? I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, when I was about 8 years old, I was very excited about this film. Because there was a cartoon strip in the Hotspur called King Cobra, and I felt this was like King Cobra.
King Cobra Milicano.
King Cobra Milicano, yeah. And also because...
So what was the link?
So King, well, just because they looked very similar. And also because I knew
it
was
Michael
Caine.
Did King Cobra have wings?
No, not really, but he had a mask. And he was a British superhero, and I assumed that Condor Man was a British superhero. To the point where when I watch it now, I still just assume... that for reasons that aren't explained to us in the plot, Michael Crawford's putting on an American accent and is actually British.
Is this one of the last films, although it's 81?
Yeah.
Must be one of the last films that are sort of major release, because it would have been a major release at the time, that has all these stuff, all this stuff in the titles.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, actually. You don't get much more of that, do you? I wonder if... But there's very few films at that time would have done that still. I think it's maybe just a sort of... You know... Disney was in quite a funny stage at this point, wasn't
it? It had decided, they had taken a policy decision around this time, I think a wee bit later than this, that they were going to stop doing animated films altogether. They were going to concentrate on live action films, and that was going to be their big deal.
And what was the one that stung them out?
The one that stung them in the end was The Black Cauldron.
Oh yeah.
Which was when they decided they weren't going to do any more. Uh-huh. But it didn't last very long. It only lasted 4 or 5 years, and then suddenly they were making Beauty and the Beast and making all the monies.
That was the big comeback.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because the films they made in this period, I think pretty much all of them tanked. Mm. But I was looking at them before I came over. You look at what they were. They're ones that we would watch now. Mm. The big one was The Black Hole.
Saw the pictures, loved it. Still love it.
Watcher in the Woods, which is a really unusual, quite cool horror sort of kids film.
No, mm.
This, which isn't massively brilliant. But also, have you ever seen the film of Something Wicked This Way Comes?
Yes, with Jonathan Pryce.
Which is fantastic. Mm. And that was around this period. It was sort of 83, towards the end of this period.
Now, he just screams superhero.
He does,
Michael
doesn't
Crawford.
What's the story with Michael Crawford?
I just don't like him very much.
I just don't get him.
I think Some Mothers Do Have Him is something you should find funny when you're about 8.
Yeah.
And then after that, you really ought to grow up.
Very weird opening sequence, this. Yeah.
And they remember when they started doing Phantom of the Opera, and it was all like, oh my God, look, it's Michael Crawford doing musicals.
Yeah.
That wore off.
And remember, he was on Saxy Superstore. Search for a Superstar.
Yes.
Because they had that very touching couple who did the routine.
Well, the thing I remember about him suddenly becoming this musical star was watching with my parents the Winter Olympics. And what were they called again? Torvald and Dean were doing Barna. And he was there cuddling Christopher and Jane as the scores came in. And I remember thinking, why is he there? That's the guy from Some Mothers Do Have Him.
That's not going to sustain anybody in flight. That's much more rigid than it was a minute ago.
Yeah, pretty ropey, I think that fit. So, as I was saying, this film holds a lot of good memories for me, but not in the watching of it. In fact, I'm not sure if I ever watched it until I got hold of the DVD just before Christmas. But what I do remember is I remember there being a long excerpt on an episode of Screen Test.
Mm-hmm.
I do also remember that.
Oh no!
DC
very
Thompson
small collapse now.
Yep. Comics. Mm-hmm. They ran a series of half-page It's good, isn't it?
That's
nice.
Take that, Ang Lee, with your comic style Hulk.
And so for me, it was a superhero film, and I thought, in my naivete, it was a British superhero film, which really excited me, because I would say at this point there hadn't ever really been a superhero film for people who like superheroes before.
See, you give a shit about this stuff. Superman came out before it.
Yeah, no, it did, but that was for a general audience. It wasn't for a
superhero fan. Oh, this is a fucking fan thing isn't it?
Do you mean proper superhero fans?
Proper superhero fans.
Yeah. Or as they're known to the rest of us, wankers.
This is but as it transpires when you started watching it, it's in France and they're all pretending to be American. So he is American.
Yeah, he's in the... He's in the Mean Machine, isn't he?
And he's also at the start of... I think he's the guy in the plane at the start of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, right, yeah,
it's just my pet snake, Reggie.
No way. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a nice apartment, as they would call it. He's got it, isn't it?
There is absolutely no way...
Interesting picture of a
...that
circle,
a comic book artist could afford an apartment like that now. In precisely the same way that no French policeman could ever afford the massive apartment... that Peter Sellers has in any
the only people that could have those apartments are French politicians for their lovers to be in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So they can eat little dead butts.
Do you guys remember the setup?
Condor.
His pal sort of works for the CIA.
He's got a perm, hasn't he?
Yeah, and a lovely jumper. Looks like he's just going out golfing.
His accent's fucking unspeakable, isn't
it? It's terrible, yeah.
It's Hugh Laurie bad.
It's terrible, yeah.
He is basically... He's very like House, actually, in it, isn't he?
Yeah. Why does everybody think Hugh Laurie does an amazing American accent?
America!
Why does everybody think that Bob Hoskins does an amazing American accent?
America!
The thing about Hugh Laurie is whenever everyone says... People say to me, oh, you should watch House, it's good fun. You think, but he's a hard-hitting, tough man... doctor who doesn't play by the rules sounds like a sketch from A Bit of Fry and Laurie.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And States. Good. Sorry, I've done.
So stuff's happening already.
Recitation.
Yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Would an American studio like Disney now make a film so squarely set in Paris? I think not.
Probably not, no.
No, I don't think so.
It's a full-grown ad of it, isn't it?
And this also has a degree of sort of globe-trotting that I think's been lost from...
What's your man from The Sting?
Yeah.
You don't get those sort of globe-trotting in this quite sort of nonchalant way that you do in this film, I think, in modern
films. I can't remember what's in this film, so I don't remember the globe-trotting.
Yeah. Well, it's a kind of... Well, it's a sort of Bond-style sort of trot around the world,
isn't
it?
It is, yeah. But in a way that I just don't feel like there's a sort of big canvas to this film that you don't really get in mainstream entertainment films, I don't think, anymore.
No, I think that's probably true.
Look at that, three films.
Yeah, I mean, it must have cost a fair bit of money. I mean, the effects are shit, but none of this is cheap doing this sort of stuff.
Yeah, they're expensive shit effects. Yeah.
I think, though, cheap shit effects.
Just like Tron, which they brought out the next year.
Yes, right, of course.
I love Tron too. I actually even quite like Tron Legacy.
I don't know.
No, me neither, but it's so fucking mental that, you know, you think, well, fair play. It's like Noah. You think, well, fair play to you, you know.
You've gone out on a limb on that one. Yeah, but I still don't know whether I like Noah or not.
So I know what you mean, but I just... Yeah, exactly, but because of that, I find it quite fascinating.
Can't work out whether Noah was a good
film. Sister talking about Tron Legacy. Did I miss a bit? Or is Tron the baddie in Tron Legacy?
I don't know.
I think he turns up at one point as a baddie.
I only watched it.
Fair enough.
It doesn't help that there's two Jeff Bridges and Michael Sheen being
younger than old, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I think actually I just get bored by it eventually.
It's got good music.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this has got nice music. It's Henry
Mancini, yeah.
One of his lesser works.
But it's a bit weird, this though, isn't it? That he's asked him to go and fight the Cold War.
Well, I was going to say that this is actually very sort of it's sort of very post-war British war film. You know, standing by a steam train. In a raincoat. Here's the key. Make sure you make the handle. Yeah. You're going to Istanbul.
Yeah, the setup doesn't seem to fit the film at all.
No.
Yeah.
Keep the cumbersome diamond safe.
And those post-war sort of tropes of him dressed up like that wouldn't work today, would they? for that audience.
Oh God,
wouldn't.
No,
oh,
no. That's a common theme, Chris, and I come back
that
to.
Shot
yeah.
I think that might be my DVD player, but then I think it might
no,
not be.
No, it's this DVD. It really is this DVD.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
I think we should make clear. God, strobing something
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
We should make clear that we are in, for the first time, I think, in one of these. Commentaries were all in completely uncharted territory with this one.
Yeah.
Well, I
well, he's watched it. You watched
did you?
It before.
Yeah. Because the other thing about this completely uncharted
oh,
territory.
Oh no! Look at that wacky bastard.
This was a request.
Yeah.
By the guy who does the cartoons for us.
Yeah.
Robert Gillespie.
Robert Gillespie. Yeah.
Robert Gillespie does
with his
cartoons
puppet
for
called us.
Us
up and said,
yeah.
"Will you do the Condor Man?"
Do you think when they did this, you know, when they came to do this, they said to Michael Crawford, well, we want you to play a spy, and you're going to be a superhero, Dolver Reed's going to be in there, going to Paris, it's a boo!
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, great, oh, ooh,
ooh,
great,
ooh, great, ooh.
And then the first thing he does when he goes away is trip over and
yeah.
fucking land in somebody's arms.
Of course, he and Oliver Reed had been in the Assassination Bureau, they're in together.
Oh, yeah.
They're in some film together from the 60s, I can't remember which one it is. They play brothers in it.
Isn't Michael Crawford also in that fucking dreadful The Knack?
Yeah.
And How to Get
Yes, he is, yeah. Good, good music in
that
as well.
Yeah, but it's an intensely irritating film.
Good music. Here we go. So quite a fun...
just looked like Michelangelo.
Quite a fun sequence coming up.
Welcome to Istanbul.
it's almost the tank engine rumbled into Istanbul.
So is that Barbara Bach?
Yeah, Barbara Carrera. She's very comely,
Barbara.
Isn't she?
Did she used to be Barbara Bach?
No,
Barbara
Bach was
the one
Ringo Starr's wife.
Yeah.
Is that not who was in
no.
The Spy Who Loved Me?
Yes, she's in Never Say Never Again.
Oh, Christ.
Come on, Chris. God's sakes.
She's a very nice-looking woman, Barbara Carrera. She's very attractive.
Is she bothering with him for then?
Don't know. I'm not sure he's that interested, to be perfectly honest with you.
This is probably not that long after Some Others Do Have
About
it.
3 years. Some Others Do Have
About
78.
He looks a fucking lot older all of a sudden.
He does,
yeah.
Doesn't he? Yeah,
on the road! Bam.
Yeah, he doesn't look that young. He looks around about 40 or something there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how old would he have been?
I'm guessing about 40, yeah.
Well, you mean he looks his age?
Yeah, I think so,
he does look his age, yeah. But significantly older than when he was Frank Spencer.
Of course, for me, the Phantom of the Opera will always be Steve Harley. He fucking lost out there, didn't he?
No, Phantom of the Opera. Yeah.
Oh, I've got this gig. Sorry, mate. We've got Crawford.
Donkey.
Crawford.
Donald. Whoopsie on the carpet.
Very good. That was nice.
Yeah. That was the book that I wrote for it.
Aye.
They threw it away.
They said, phone still go.
Good old still go.
Oh, bit of business.
Yep.
Go on, set your fucking hair on fire.
Am I getting the impression that none of us particularly likes Michael Crawford?
Do you know, I'm reasonably agnostic about Crawford. I do think there are some bits of business in Some Others Do Have Him, and he's very good.
Well, I mean, the stunts are very, very good.
Yeah.
Mostly because you wouldn't be able to do that now.
I think there's a weird thing where he comes across dislikable. He comes across as a versatile but dislikable performer. Whereas Castle comes across as a versatile, likable.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
No,
I'm
it's
not
like,
entirely sure what it is about him.
When someone can do everything, it's quite often not a very attractive.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
But it's I think I would watch episodes of Some Others Do Have Him, you know, the famous ones. On the bus, and then
the
roller skate, and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you think, oh, that's impressive, but I never found it funny. And the Frank Spencer, I think, is an intensely annoying
character. Yeah, I don't really understand what the character's meant. It's like that fucking nonsense that Gervais does. Derek, I don't really know what the character's meant to be.
Well,
I have a real problem with it.
Well, I was
it's not
say,
as offensive as
I was,
Derek.
Yeah, I've never found Frank Spencer actually... deliberately
no but
offensive.
I still don't know exactly what they're trying to do with him or what I'm supposed to think of him.
I think because I think at the time he was just supposed to be a bit of a div.
Now this is quite a nice little
yeah.
sequence.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And this
yeah.
is obviously
yeah.
why
well,
they cast Crawford because he's you know he's good
what
for this
what did that guy go for?
One thing I'll say about him though with that snapshot executive briefcase and his raincoat, he dresses like men used to dress.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Men like us don't dress like that anymore. We
no.
just like
well actually it's
arse about.
Considering what he's wearing, I couldn't afford to dress like that. One of those raincoats would cost about a grand.
They're mental, those, aren't they? What are they called again?
raincoat.
Yeah. What are they called? Those people with rain. A tartan inside them. You're right, they cost about a grand.
Yeah, they're ridiculously expensive. It's a fucking big coffee machine, that. Look at that bastard.
Oh, that was quite nice. Steam. That was alright.
You know, it's quite good though. As a kid at the time, you'd be like, why is there steam coming out of that machine?
I have no idea what that would be. Absolutely, yeah, it's true.
I think managing a wallpaper like that at one point.
Well, actually, I was about to say, the set's quite good as well, isn't it? I mean, it's got a fair size to it.
Yeah.
And they've gone to a bit of effort to actually make it look like it's in Istanbul.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Do you think?
What?
When you have a bath with me after the show.
No. What do you want? Do you think 1981, right? So Peter Sellers died in 1980.
He did.
Are they trying to set Crawford up as another Sellers?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Because people forget now what a genuinely...
I hadn't considered that.
...massive star Peter Sellers was.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't just the star of some silly comedy films. He was a properly massive global film star.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they would have been looking for another Sellers type. Because all of this is very, very redolent of a sort of Blake Edwards kind of set up.
Yeah, and that would actually
it's a very Blake
even the
Edwards
look with the coat.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, and as we know, they struggled trying to keep that franchise going with various takes on it.
Well, they tried to keep it alive at one point where they're still alive because they had Alan Arkin and Inspector Clouseau, which is actually pretty good.
Never seen it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I like Alan Arkin though.
Moscow.
That, are you?
That's quite a nice caption, actually. I quite like that.
Never so eighties.
Here comes Ollie.
It's like a display on a prison watch.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
See, it's Moscow because all the rooms are tiny and there's a bathroom.
Yeah.
And people look around. But you know, we've been... It's so cramped and tiny and there's the bathroom. Hey, it's probably bigger than my mum and dad's first house.
That's quite nice, actually, yeah.
But we've been to Paris, Istanbul and Moscow already.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And we're only 90 minutes in.
Yeah. Who's this lady? Do we know her?
That's
I don't know her personally.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, Craig, keep with it.
I don't think so.
It is.
That's a bit odd. It's different.
We should look at hat on.
Yeah. There he is.
Yeah,
there
he is. He just happened to be there. Hello.
Oliver Reed.
All right.
Let's say a word about Oliver Reed.
Well, let's just toast him as he did there.
Hooray.
Sir Oliver Reed.
What a fucking guy. Amazing actor and total pantstick.
Yeah. Met him.
Did you?
Met him, interviewed him. I've got a photograph in my house of me and him.
We're bummed by him.
No. He was utterly charming. He was a lovely, lovely, lovely man. Well, that day he was.
And in what capacity did you interview him?
I was a cub reporter at the Border Telegraph in Gala Shields.
Uh-huh.
And they were filming those crowd-funded films back in the 90s before crowdfunding really happened.
They used to have the adverts in the back of
that's
the private
eye. And he's in the Bruce.
Yes, right. Playing Bishop Blackadder.
That's right, yeah. And it was at the set at Needpath Castle in Peebles, which is a beautiful place.
Uh-huh.
It was full of Scottish nationalists before that was fashionable.
Wow.
They were all there. People would pay money to be in it so they could run about and kill English folk in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. And he was the sort of star of it, really.
Mm.
And he was lovely. Well, what's her name was in it? Dee Hepburn. So he was the star of it. And I got to interview him.
Bishop Blackadder, what are you doing?
Bella, Bella.
Didn't she feature in Crossroads for a bit?
She did, yeah.
She did. She certainly did. She was there. A big signing.
Yeah, that's right.
She was nice.
Yeah.
She's like a nice woman. She's very attractive, lady.
Yeah. But what's she doing these days, I wonder?
Don't know. Dee, if you're there, come and do a commentary with us.
Come and do a commentary with us.
Let's get the Bruce. Yeah. Let's find the copy of it.
It didn't go over terribly well.
I don't remember.
I don't think it really ever really made it to any extent.
Right film, wrong time?
There is an amazing... The other film they made, Chasing the Deer, they have an extraordinary bit when they're walking through Edinburgh. It's with Bonnie Prince Charlie. And someone goes, is that Charlie? Isn't he Bonnie? Which is quite remarkable.
That sounds to me...
Hello there, him.
That reminds me of the Nicolas
Bonnie
Cage...
Bonnie, Prince Charlie.
The Nicolas Cage version of The Wicker Man when he's got a bad leg and he's running along and he says, ah, my leg!
Yeah.
We should do the Nicolas Cage version.
We should do both.
The Wicker Man.
Horrendous.
Because I've got a lot to say about the original.
Yeah.
Well, let's...
Let's keep it for him.
Now, something
so what's
that
he doing now?
Frustrated. He's drawing her, isn't he? He's drawing her.
Yeah, but where?
He's back in Paris, yeah. So something that's troubled me is that... I kind of think...
Do you think after he's finished with that, he's going to do a picture of Matt LeBlanc? And then one of Robbie Williams, just selling
Pentelecings.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's done a sort of montage.
Do you know what? That guy was very prolific, wasn't he? He says Pentelecings.
That looks like, you know, a depiction of the soul of that woman trapped in hell.
Right, so this is a challenge for our many listeners, which is I'd like someone to tell me who actually did those drawings. Because it looks to me a little bit like the American artist Walt Simonson, but I'm not convinced it is. And I haven't been able
to. I think you're wrong.
I know you think
no, I think it was Salt Wymanson.
No.
He did it.
But Walt Simonson would have worked for this era.
Would he?
Yeah.
Sort of early 80s.
I think Wally Simonson.
Like Par Pack.
There was no other artist called Walt working on this film, my friend.
No, exactly.
What's this? Why are we suddenly? Why is he suddenly talking about Condor Man with?
Because he used Condor Man as his name, his agent name.
See, it's just as well you watch this.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Jesus Christ.
Some top dialogue going on here.
Top bants.
So I was saying before we started, this was apparently filmed, directed by the man who directed Anne of a Thousand Days.
Oofed.
And Mary, Queen of Scots.
Oofed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that would explain why it's got such a sort of visual scope.
Yeah, it does actually look quite nice, to be fair.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Shot in big widescreen.
It's a good film.
Anne of a Thousand of Days is the one with Richard Burton, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Genevieve Bujold, isn't it?
And, Christoph, isn't...
Come on, Chris.
Isn't, or am I thinking of Anna?
No, I think you're Anna right.
It is Richard Burton. It's just silly films
the Four
about
Marys.
People called Anne. No, there's one of those films that's got Donald Pleasence in it as Cromwell.
Oh, okay.
And I think it might be Anne of a Thousand Days.
Yeah, it could be.
Anyway.
Yeah. That sounds like good casting.
The point...
Jumper.
Wow.
It's a lovely
touch
jumper.
The swap shops about that.
Definitely is.
Is that the costumes from Anne of a Thousand Days and the sets were in Carry On Henry.
Nice.
Yeah, I see.
There's a bit in the Kenneth Williams diaries where he says, Gerald Thomas says to him, or Kenny, this will be our most accurate historical depiction yet. Because the costumes have been thoroughly researched for Anne of a Thousand Days. And then on the set, he met one of the costumers. They said there's nothing to do with the period at all. We just made all this shit up.
Wow.
It also has Guy Fawkes in it.
Oh, brilliant. Fantastic.
Carry On, Henry. Bill Maynard.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Oh, Fawkes.
I don't know if we ever established why he's based in Paris.
Because he's an artist, John.
Yeah, that's what artists go.
Of course, yeah.
Do you like his jumper? Is it velour, do you think?
I think that would be lamb's wool. Mind you, it was the early 80s.
Yeah. We'll just see if he catches light at any point.
That's a good, well-crafted set of illustrations, I have to say. Definitely a professional. It's definitely Walt Simonson or someone of that ilk.
That's quite a good drawing, isn't it?
It's good. It's nice to done, yeah. Nice weight to the lines, yeah. You know. And there's lovely composition. Yeah. Looks a bit like John Byrne, maybe.
Very bouncy looking here.
So, Chris and I'll just leave the room and you can talk about who it might be that drew that drawing. We'll wait for the credits to come up.
There aren't any.
I know.
Here we go. This is where the penny drops here.
Yeah. How could the bear know about me?
Natalia Rambova, the KGB.
What? No!
No.
Now he's up for it. Yes, look at that. That's very Kirby-esque.
That looks to me like the
that's
like
a different
the Take On Me video. Wow, look at that jumper.
Look at that suit. Is that a suede suit?
God, I might be sweating in a Paris summer in a suede suit, wouldn't you?
But this is... What's going to cost him a fortune? I'm not being paid.
Basically, what he's putting up here is that he will go and do this. He will extract the bear. But only if they make all of his
dreams
come true into actual real things.
Have you ever had to extract a bear, Chris, at any point?
Funny you should say that. What?
What's plan B?
So they've got to build, hence the car. And
They've got to build all his gubbins.
You don't think they're just saying, no, sorry, we'll just find somebody that works for us already?
Absolutely. Yeah, why do they think he's so good at doing this?
Because he did such a good job when he did the drop by accidentally beating everybody up.
Oh, right, so he did such a good drop. It's just a good job saying, here's that, by the way.
For him.
That they are now going to...
Yugoslavia now.
Huh? that they're now going to build them a Ferrari painted like a condor.
Yeah, wait till you see the car.
Hence the space race.
It's not a Ferrari.
Yeah, it's not a Ferrari.
Oh, who's this?
That's me at the moment. I've got a gammy leg.
Craig. So lots happened since we last
got
together.
Yeah.
Craig and I bought Sea Kings. We moved into that twin bedroom. Don't get much sleep at night.
And that's why I've got a gammy leg.
Noisy man. He's now got a gammy leg.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a Zoom.
Nice Christmas, Craig.
That's very nice Christmas. It went according to plan. That's good. For anyone who listens to the Box of Delights.
Did it go according to Chris's schedule then? That's the big question.
No, it was all wrong, but I actually enjoyed it, but Chris didn't enjoy his Christmas.
Is that Michael Crawford there? Is that the joke?
Who could it possibly be?
Right. Well, it's nice you all had a wrong Christmas.
It looks like top all in for your eyes,
it does, yeah. Bit of versatility here from the...
Well, this is what we're seeing. But we're still not warming to him.
No.
Top all used to live in Maidavale, you know.
I thought you were going to say somewhere like around the corner.
No.
Did he?
Just by those things.
Is that true?
Wow.
Is that indicative of anything? Because I don't... Is that a...
No, just saying.
Okay.
There he is, though.
Is that really him? See, I still don't think that's Barba Carrera. I'm convinced you're duping me.
No, it is her.
I hope you don't mind the gypsy disguise.
Nice. Steal something off her.
Racist.
Here we go, look. Now, the interesting thing
about
this film...
is a bit of a fucking tip, isn't it?
Is...
Yeah.
Because you tried escaping a Yugo.
You anti-Titoist.
As our in-house cartoonist pointed out to me, the interesting thing about this film is there isn't actually any real Jeopardy at any point. All that
you and your
is...
fucking Jeopardy. You're convinced no film is Jeopardy in it. There's tell Robert Gillespie's lying, he's talking shit.
Is the in-house cartoonist the non-giant brother?
That's right, look at it. Non-giant brother.
It's, what do you call
Roman Polanski.
No.
Martin Short.
That's why he's dressed as Charles Manson.
Ah, nice.
Ben
Kingsley.
He was the generic Slavic baddie in hundreds of things at the time.
But anyway, if you watch what happens here,
is
at
he
no
the one
point
that says,
does he have
I'm
to
Mickey
use
Mouse
his skill
in Indiana Jones and his dad.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Indiana Jones and his dad.
He doesn't ever at any point have to outwit or outthink. He just uses a piece of technology.
All right. Princess of power! Condor Man does not carry a gun.
Michael Crawford in the mid 80s was hot.
Wait, what about that? Who the fuck's Condor Man? Bang!
Exactly.
Yeah.
There we are.
How's your manager
that's not? See?
So he has got a gun?
Yeah.
And he just shot them?
Yeah, he's a liar.
That's a Disney film. He shot her up. Shit.
Yeah, Michael Caine was hotly tipped to play the part of the Doctor in a film.
Really?
Was he?
Yeah.
When?
Mid 80s.
By whom? Who was hot tipping him?
What were they called?
Who is the hot tipper?
Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast.
That was that film
with
Lenny Henry
and
Peter Vaughan. That's a good
and John Shear.
That's the name of the production company who had the rights.
That was a screen one.
It was really good, and they arsed it up because they should have done a sequel to it.
It was a cracking film.
Gagging for a sequel. It was great.
Yeah, Lenny Henry was great.
What
were you saying? Some shit.
Oh, Lenny Henry was the Doctor.
Lots of people thought Michael Crawford, sorry, he's holding a cane. would have been what that scene is missing is an actual gypsy somewhere with a bottle of hooch, who then looks at it and throws it away after.
Yeah, or throws a banana at the wheel.
It should be like the first episode of Heidi High.
Oh, yeah.
Where he looks at the sand, looks at the pork pie, looks at the bottle, throws away the pork pie, and drinks it all.
Absolutely.
Mr. Partridge.
So we're coming up to the sequence that I remember very well from Screen Test as well.
Yeah, this is
a bit of a
but
spoiler,
it's also the sort of thing that would also be in Disney time.
Mm.
Yeah. Remember that episode of Heidi High where Mr. Partridge staged his own death?
That sounds depressing.
What was the name of the actor that played Mr. Partridge again?
For the benefit of the tape, I've just given him an askance look.
It was
a great actor.
He was one of the... I saw it first time. It was one of the...
It was the old fella. That was the guy. That was
the Punch and Judy man.
Felix Bonas? No,
he was the jockey.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head now, but he was a great actor. He'd been in films since the 50s. And they all came back, and there was a body floating in the swimming pool.
Wow.
And it was dressed as Mr. Partridge, and there was this whole thing. It was they all sat round and they all told, you know, and it was funny because people were saying, oh, he was a miserable bastard. Mm-hmm. And the police arrived, and it was just, he'd been sacked, and he'd just done that to freak them out, and he fucked off.
Wow. Did he ever come back again?
No, because the actor had died.
Oh, right. That's actually quite upsetting.
Wow. It was great.
I liked Heidi and
I. You do not do that in sitcoms, unfortunately.
No.
Sunday Funnies and Senior Porn.
Nice.
Or
Prom, sorry.
I like that.
Monte Carlo War Bust.
Do you know we're in Monte Carlo?
Hey. Yeah.
Yugoslavia.
Because they've gone from France to Yugoslavia back to Monte Carlo. Carbon footprints.
Weird.
Fucking
print.
Bigfoot.
Yeah, weird
a lot
print.
Of dogs, though.
They are nice dogs. Look, they just want cuddles. Yeah. They're like Sybil.
Yeah. Trying to order some gin.
Yeah.
Ooh, get out of here with the vodka. I'll fucking hammer you. I want the rugby club opened.
A friend of my wife.
He's the bear.
She's the bear, isn't she?
Runs. You know one of these escape the room.
No use to me.
Things that are quite popular now, where you and a group of friends get locked into a room and you have to solve puzzles to get out. Cryptic puzzles.
This is a thing.
That, yeah, it's popular.
This is good.
Really?
Yeah.
See if you're doing that.
But anyway, that's not the point. The point
it's
is
doing color and
is that. This chap runs one of these operations in London, and as part of the setup, they have a fake telephone, but it's one of the old, what do you call that?
Like mine.
Sorry?
Like mine.
Yeah, what do you call those? The
It was what we used to call a telephone.
A rotary.
A rotary.
Yeah.
A phone.
And they had to replace it because the kids, when they came in didn't understand how it worked.
Yeah.
Terrible. And the guy who runs that, just to bring it back to this film, was one of the winners of the Screen Test Young Filmmaker of the Year.
How did we get onto this? It's a puzzle condo, man. Isn't it?
But the thing is,
hey!
It just creates so many other puzzles.
What was his name again? He was in loads of things.
Puzzle with the
was he?
Enigma.
Yeah.
Crouch, Turn, and Ugly.
Nice.
What's his name?
Son of Kuzak there.
No, the wee guy there. That's the tennis player. Novak Djokovic.
It clips
along at a nice pace. This
where the fuck are we now? It's just
we don't have to worry
we're
about
back
subplots.
In Yugoslavia,
are we?
Yeah.
There's no subplots or anything.
That's not Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo
is what it is.
That's true. But imagine this shot is taking fucking long enough to get there.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? To that.
What are we all meant to be looking at?
That looks like Ronda in Spain.
Sorry. Broken up wheelchair.
Oh, I think this is all set up. That's what this is. Yeah.
Donkey.
Da-la-ra-ra-ra.
Wonky donkey.
That's this is a set up for what?
Donkey.
What the fuck's going on?
Here we are, look, you'll see.
Yeah,
they're closing the shutters scene. Yeah. I like that.
That's it. Pick on the baddies.
Oh, right, okay. Right, okay.
The bad guys are coming through.
Now, I remember this because this used to be in Disney time.
Aye.
Ferraris, Porsches.
Porsches.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Porsches, as we used to call them when I was a kid, a Porsche Turbo. But when Adidas was what you called it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that not what you still call it?
People call it Adidas now.
Yeah,
Adidas. Adidas and a Porsche.
Yeah.
It's like Nestle. People call Nestle now, don't they?
Nestles, yeah, I know, I never called it Nestle.
Nestles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
And the Guns of Navarone.
That's fine.
Is how you pronounce that one for the record.
So did anybody actually see this at the time then?
Yeah, I saw this in the cinema.
Did you? Which cinema did you go to and where did you
I think
go
I saw
for
a
meal afterwards?
I didn't go for a meal.
Where were you
saw
sick?
About 1991.
No,
oh, there was that, the burger thing, sorry.
Yeah,
right, no, this was with my wee pal Bruce, I remember.
Uh-huh.
And I think probably Paul as well. I think we saw
Bruce
it at the Dominion
Paul.
In Edinburgh.
Bruce, Paul, Craig rocking up to the Dominion.
Yeah.
High hopes for it.
High hopes for it. I think hopes that were that were fulfilled.
Yeah.
See, I remember really laughing at that bit at the beginning when it falls on him.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a wee story. When we went to see Rocky III, my pal Bruce got overexcited at one of the punches at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And I sort of said, "You're getting a bit excited." And he said, "Shut up, you got really excited at Condor Man." Which kind of rings in my ears nearly 35 years later.
And then when did you next see Condor Man?
I think I saw it on the telly on a Sunday or something in the mid-80s, and that would have been about it. I've not seen it since then.
What
well,
about you, Chris?
Well, I saw the pictures. I must have done. Because this is the next time I've seen it.
Wow.
Is that right?
Mm.
Wow.
It's never really been on TV very much,
has it? It has been occasionally. I mean, it was on telly. It was
a long time ago.
There was a, somewhere on the YouTubes, there's a set of adverts.
Okay.
That have got a you know big film this weekend, Condor Man.
Right.
That I saw a while ago.
But, is that one of those old trailers where they used to do like a proper preview of everything?
Uh-huh.
Take about 10 minutes.
No, it wasn't quite that long, but okay. I mean, it was. It had a proper voiceover in the
ITV.
No, totally ITV.
Yeah, it's very much an ITV.
Big autumn season of films.
Did they always have Disney's?
No, yeah. They had the deal with Disney and with Bond.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Which is why their Christmas was always a Disney film, a Bond film for a good 15 years. But I mean, I've seen that trailer, but I don't recall particularly watching it at the time.
Oh, look, he's falling asleep.
I think I may have seen it on video as well. Much against my dad's.
Oh, really? Was that like, that could have been from any time on from 1981, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Why did they keep on saying the Prognoviach? Is that the collective name?
I think that's the name for the baddies.
Is that the collective noun for a group of Porsches?
A Prognoviach
of Porsches.
So look, here we are, a moment of jeopardy. So what's he going to do?
Oh, fuck you.
He's just going to fucking press a button.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, right, okay, so this is when the comedy car comes out. Why was it preferable not to just start in the car?
Exactly.
Front, rear.
take a
pick, sweetheart.
Twin airbags as well, I tell you.
Look at that.
Twin bags, front and rear.
I like
press a button, you take some choice.
I like the use of the proper.
Oh, rear. Oh.
I like the use of the proper computer writing font there.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You would, yeah.
You like a nice font.
See, I remember the car.
Here we are, look at that.
That's amazing. That was all shot there.
Lots of rear protection going on.
No, I think that's a vile colour, me. I think that was all there. Who the fuck do you think you are, Diamond?
You think the car boot. Bonnet mounted camera for
absolutely.
That.
It's now become.
Just get Gordon Slocum on the front of the car.
Gordon Slocum?
Guy, Gordon Slocum. Mrs. Slocum's husband. That's what he did in between the program.
Stroking her pussy.
That was, no, that was, that's a mashup of Gordon Willis, Douglas Slocum, which is like mecha cameraman. It's
imagine
the perfect,
how good
they would have been. It's the perfect cinematographer. Oh, look, a rocket.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. He's just said prefiguring. The comedy hits of later that
the
decade.
Other superhero films then, back in the day?
There was no other one apart from this. This was the best one.
Sorry. This isn't a superhero film.
No, it's
well,
not.
It kind of is.
No, it's not.
Before
it's
you get to the cinema,
superhero
you think it's
a
superhero film.
No, you don't. You think it's a comedy film.
I thought it was superhero.
Well, I don't think anybody...
You're an idiot.
I mean, it
had Michael Crawford in it.
I don't think anybody went to this surely thinking it was...
Oh, this is it. This is the big
fucking... It was half man, half condor. Played by Michael Crawford.
I thought it was, you know, like a superhero in the real world.
Christopher Nolan's Condor Man.
Christopher Nolan's Condor Man, yeah.
The Condor Man Rises. We're fighting St. Bruno. There must have been, surely at the time, and I'm guessing...
We are for our call.
Yeah.
I'm guessing at the time...
No Jeopardy.
No Jeopardies.
I'm guessing at the time there must have been loads of jokes about Condor Man and in sketch shows and things about pipe tobacco.
Almost certainly. I hope so. If not,
Little and Large,
then that year, Little and Large,
Little and Large must have done that. Would maybe like Condor Man fighting, you know, the St. Bruno dog and all that sort of thing.
But there was sort of, there was Superman, there was this, and then there was kind of nothing, wasn't there, really?
Oh, look at that, that's quite good.
1989, I'm thinking.
That's true, yeah.
Well, there was that.
Because Superman owned the 80s.
There was that weird canon.
Darkman?
Well, there was Darkman.
That was the 90s.
Was it? Was it after that?
It's
but there
film,
was also
Darkman.
That. Was it Captain Amazing? The one with Alan Arkin and Christopher Lee.
Oh, God. That people with the wrong kind of nostalgia like.
Yeah.
Here we go, look. What's he going to do now?
I'm going to press
a button and that will resolve the problem for me.
And there's a car just sitting there to be landed on.
That's Prognoviach is fucked. The one time.
Well, to be fair, about six...
Is that him? Is that it?
Porsches have been blown up.
No, he's done a lot of wasting cars. Vacuum. Look, he cleans as well.
Did this influence Knight Rider?
I don't know, actually.
There's a lot of Knight Rider about that. He's clearly doing 30 miles per hour, pretending it's 147.
If he drives into the back of a lorry, then
that'd be great.
So I never picked up at the time how camp kit was. in that rider. Hi, Michael.
Get gonna, you.
Why don't you just slip on in there? Let's go for a little drive.
No, it wasn't like that. Jack. It wasn't
That's like just that. The way it sounded in your head.
Yeah. Oh, off road.
And there was
Top Gear,
there was
this,
two
isn't
different
it?
Women, wasn't there? In depending on the series, yeah. There was Bonnie, wasn't there? And who was the other one in that ride? So you know they had sort of had the backup team, didn't they?
Well, it was what's his name, the guy that's
Devon.
Devon, that was him.
Yeah. The sort of
I was going to say Archangel, but that was Airwolf.
Houndland, Michael Caine.
Yeah.
That was Airwolf. Although he never seemed to be on their side, he always seemed to be there chewing them out.
Mm-hmm.
If this had been released a couple of years later, there would have been a condom and computer game, wouldn't there? That would have been great.
I wonder if there was.
No, I don't think so. I think I remember.
If anyone would remember,
this is before ZX Spectrum.
Mm.
Just.
Really, what year was that?
This is going on a bit.
It has been going for quite a long time.
This is the set piece of the
I think that's
film.
How the listeners are feeling.
Is it the important part? Yeah.
Really? So it's like after this it doesn't.
But that
get
would
this
have been that would literally have been weeks of filming.
Yeah.
It's not subtle. The Condor car, is it?
No. No. You sort of think, how did they not notice it before then? Took it out of the way. It's a bit like it's a town populated by the first Doctor from the Five Doctors, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, Susan, it's a car.
Look over there. Hmm. It's right there.
Let me finish my square spring roll.
Call back spectacular.
Surely it is.
Surely it's Condor Man.
Because I'm 2 feet away from you.
Okay, so what's he going to do
and
now?
And who are you?
That would have been the best bit, wouldn't it? I don't know who you are, mate.
He's going to press a button.
Oh, no.
He will press a button.
It's coming into a hovercraft thing. It's not really a hovercraft, is it? Just
hovercrafts were quite cool then, still, weren't they?
Yeah.
It's not really a hovercraft, though, is it? It's just sort of a car with a bit of.
He'll never get that car turned around now. Look, he's sideways on.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he's off, look.
Off-ski.
Was that a wee reference to Connor in there? The heat's off.
It's not. He's not doing very much, is he? Oliver Ginn and Orange.
That man on the right looks like Peter Mandelson from here.
You wouldn't be leaving the room so quickly if he was.
That's a good performance,
now,
isn't
see
it?
See your mighty man.
Look, that's a great performance. Yeah.
Every performance he gave was a great performance.
He looks a bit like Violet Carson.
I think
that's ironic because at the end he just sat up, broke wind,
and died. Listen, lady, you're no better than you ought to be.
I think the modern equivalent of Oliver Reed is Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
He's got that kind of posh boy, good looks, but a bit naughty.
He's a good actor, Tom Hardy.
He is.
But he's not as good an actor as
he doesn't seem very good in the Cray film. That looks horrendous.
Oh, no, I heard he is good in it, but the film's not very good. Mm. He's very good in The Revenant. He's the best thing in The Revenant.
But
you haven't seen it, so don't do...
Yeah, no, but I can do that if I like, you see. No, you can't. Here it goes.
But it's just all over the place now.
Oh, he's got a rigging crop.
He does have a rigging crop.
He used to
rig the size of his
chest. Nice face tapping.
Look at the shape of him. It's like he's hiding something in there.
It's a couple of wavelengths.
Look, I like the lady there just taking notes.
Contact another weird foreign name.
Yes. Italy. With a lovely bevel
to wear
on that.
Yeah.
Where are we? I don't know. Italy. Just said it there.
Hello, Mr.
So where's the car then?
Who's
car's fucked.
Yeah,
you didn't see it doing.
Didn't have a climb
the,
mountain button on it.
He also didn't see it scudding about the water very much.
Frankly, that's quite a lot of mountain they've just climbed.
Okay.
Here.
It is, isn't it?
He must be honking by now.
Oh, a right old state. Roll
so
in
when was, and I think we've mentioned this before, commentary obviously. Uh-huh. The Spaceman and King Arthur, when would that have been?
Medieval times.
It would have it would have been well
but
before
you're wrong
this.
Actually, because it's also got a spaceman in it. It's not medieval.
Yeah, but
times.
He's in
it would have
medieval
been,
times.
It would have been well before this.
Would it?
It must have been 70s, surely.
You reckon?
Do you reckon?
Quite similar, I think.
Yeah. I think you're about the same
in
sort of time. I think you're definitely, I think you're within a couple of years. Mm.
Quite similar time.
Do you know what would be good?
What?
you see if when this goes online, if we had maybe a set of questions and answers.
Yeah, like definitive.
Answered
exhaustive
stuff like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time code.
Just throwing it out there. Throwing it out there.
What would you, call, what would you call such a feature?
Well, you don't want it to
be... Like, it would be like an FAQ, but not a normal FAQ. Yeah.
You want a twist on
it? QAF.
A QAF,
yeah. Can't call it a QAF,
time to do it.
How about...
I think one of the three of us needs to take ownership of this.
Take the FAQ, set it backwards, so you're calling it a...
QAF.
Love it.
Yeah. Smashing. So I think one of the three of us needs to take ownership of it. I don't think it should be the Jeffrey Holland character or the Bella Rimba character.
No, no.
It probably should be
your brother Paul Sheen.
Yes.
I was going with Russ Abbott, but there we are. Krokov is behind this. Look at that. Arrested. Look, guard. Guard.
The man's teeth,
guard,
isn't he?
Guard.
I think we should call more people by their job title. Think of life, everyday life.
People like that.
Teacher.
People used to do that, though.
Waitress.
Driver. Driver.
What,
banks driver.
What would they call you, then?
Cunt.
Old gopher boy. Wait for that.
Oi.
I can't remember... what they're trying to do now.
Escape her.
They're trying to escape out of the jail.
Sorry?
Trying to escape out of the jail. Look, here comes. Look, here we go. What's going on here, I wonder?
Was that a colloquial? Oh, it's Jim Broadbent.
Of course it is. It's a British film.
Okay, this. So does this count as a British film?
No.
It's a Disney
American.
Film. I think it's called.
It's not even an American film.
It's a Florida.
It's from the state of Disney.
Mm, it's from the state of Disney.
That's his mate, isn't it?
Well, could it be?
Oh, no,
could
do you think?
I don't know, because I fucking have no idea what's going on.
Could it be?
But the thing is, if it is his part, why is he dressed up? They don't know who he is.
You can just walk up himself and say, let them out.
Going to let them out.
You, Mr. Horrendous Racial Stereotype.
Plan B. So plan B was, in the event that we get captured and imprisoned up a mountain in Italy.
Well,
please, could you come along in
I'll
a horrendous...
Dress up. Then, I'll look like Derek Jameson.
Yeah. But then, and also...
Don't let me none!
Also, can you account for the fact that having devised this very specific plan, if it is executed, I'll probably forget we had it in the first place,
but
even though
thing,
it's specific to this scenario.
So plan A is that we will furnish you with all sorts of madly expensive gadgets, and you'll cross Europe in a very convoluted way.
Mm.
But if it doesn't work out, I'll just turn up and sort you.
Yeah.
And you think him from The Sting at the start would say, could we just cut straight to plan B?
Exactly.
He just made a reference to Hannibal Smith there.
What did he? What did he say?
Bazooka Boy meets Hannibal Smith. Ooh. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We sly reference to Oliver Reed's past then?
No, that's Hannibal Brooks.
Well, that's
Hannibal Brooks. Smith is the colonel from the A-Team.
That's true.
Oh,
no, this predates.
It must just be a...
So this predates the A-Team.
Yeah. However, you see what you just described in terms of the plot?
Mm.
It still makes more sense than Skyfall.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Skyfall, shit.
You know I like Skyfall, but it makes no sense. Sing your version of Skyfall, Jack.
Skyfall.
Get the Skyfall from your bumhole.
Hey. And we'll be home to get far with you.
Just so we know it's in Europe.
Everybody, air Skyfall. Monday, air Skyfall.
Skiffle. Okay, look.
My old man's a spy. He wears a spy's hat.
It's a very American view of Europe, isn't it? I think the
old thing, offensive.
It's Europe, you can just do what you like.
Yeah, well, that's true, isn't it?
It's exotic.
This looks a bit like that,
Well, you can do what you like, as Mr. Cameron's finding out right now.
No, exactly.
They seem to be in King's Landing now.
It's just somebody's going to get bum raped. Take your hat off, man.
Here come the baddies, look. Nope,
be sweating
they go again.
Fucking that leather coat.
Mm. Where's that guy going with that ladder?
To the scaffolding.
On.
Comedy wedding. It's the Godfather.
I thought that was Billy Dainty for a second there.
He was a bit like him, wasn't he? Maybe King's Landing. It probably is similar.
Well, it's probably
Dubrovnik,
like Dubrovnik
or
something, yeah.
This film does get a feral clip, though.
A feral clip?
It's good.
How far into it are we now?
We are about 50 minutes in.
Yeah.
Really?
How long is it?
3 hours.
50. 53. End of Act 1. It's just coming up.
Oh, now that guy that just ran off is a famous British character actor.
Who was it?
Oh, I don't know. he talked about going to learn. Maybe he'll pop back in. I hope so. We always do.
Here we are, ready.
But again, look at this lovely set. Well, not set, it's a location, isn't it? It's beautiful.
You don't get enough
how's this
crashing weddings in film.
Leon Britton behind her.
No, you don't get very much. Yeah.
He got everywhere.
He wouldn't be there, I tell you. Yeah, no, you don't get... you know what you don't get either? Is it's the same scenario, weddings, court cases, with somebody running in at some point and going, or a funeral, and going, stop!
Yeah.
Oh no, wait a minute, isn't this the Smith?
Aye, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Carry on.
Funeral guy. All right, sorry.
That's it. Next door.
Poundland Alan Bates.
So they just fucked up this poor guy's wedding.
Yeah, the wedding's fucked up.
Now Leon Britton's getting kicked in.
He looks a bit like Fred Truman, that guy.
It's all gone wrong.
Yeah.
This is good old women hitting each other.
Yeah, women fighting. That's obviously what Italian women do.
That's what they do.
Or wherever they're from.
Condor men.
Whatever generic European country they're from.
Boys are loving it.
Come on, kids. I've got something there. While they're all busy.
Padre Pee-Pee.
Zowie, look at this.
Zowie. Right.
Zowie magazine, incorporating Bazooka Boy.
He's got a porn mag behind there. I've had her. Had her. Had her. Can't remember had her.
Pop him, jiggle.
Yes.
Through St. Bernard's Pass. Ow.
So how did he get back there suddenly?
Oh, yeah. He was there. Yeah, it's getting a wee bit scrappy, isn't it?
Aye.
All right, so he's going to say he's trying to say that we can work out what he's going to do because it's all in the comics.
Play the man,
clever,
not the game. Yeah, right. That's the lesson we take from this. Film.
A car that turns into a hovercraft. It's not like really a hovercraft. Genius weapons that somebody.
Which we've not actually seen any of them.
Exploding rockets, as opposed to non-exploding rockets.
I've applied this,
including my friend,
Zowie.
The sea backroscope,
the wedding
and lube.
Bazooka Boy meets Hannibal Smith.
Yeah,
there it is again.
Weird.
No, they will cross the Alps.
But there's a definite callback there to Hannibal Brooks, isn't there?
Callback.
Which was directed by
Marvelous, isn't it marvelous?
Was that the Iger or Mark Derek?
Is that Derek Davis?
No, that's how dare you. That is our brilliant. No.
John Pertwee. Who was it? Who was it meant to be?
Winner, isn't it? Marvellous. Derek James is much more like this.
Superfluous, look, superfluous bales.
They're all going to go in the one room. Dirty bastards. I wouldn't let Harry near you. He was in that prison cell for ages.
Why are always shown looking at us?
It's Disney.
I know why they're looking. Yes.
Because they're all in the comic. But how's he managed to write to do the comic?
Well, he's introduced her as a character into the comic after he met her the first time.
That's a very well-read comic. I don't think comics are ever quite that well-read.
Now we know why he's able to afford an apartment a Paggy.
Yeah, because he has basically saturated the entire literary world.
More famous than Hergé.
Yeah.
Tony must be.
Hergé's Adventures in Racism.
Clean lines, clean line racism.
Yeah, clean lines. Clean lines, and
that's a nice room, that.
Keep the black out of the lines.
The comic's very big in Europe, so
there you go, Mont Blanc.
Quite realistic.
That's a big pen.
Well, they are, aren't they?
Bong.
There they are, Lalo. There's the kids. Slightly creepy.
You show us tits, lady.
I think there's one in the corner of his back to her just reading The Wizard and Chips. New thrill.
But this is just getting a bit odd. It's getting a bit meta now, isn't it?
It is a little bit, look.
Heidi will come down off the mountain now.
Not a lot
Grandpapa,
of dialogue in
Grandpapa.
This film, is there? In fact.
What, no. What, sorry?
There's not a lot of dialogue.
No.
That's good, that's
very
proper filmmaking. Yeah, well, this is fine. It's just it's not an awful lot happening either.
Yeah. Well, it's a very linear plot.
But it's very of its genre being the Disney live action film.
Absolutely.
They always look very good. They're always shot nicely. They always go to a lot of trouble with set dressing.
They've got a lot of travel-oggy ones, haven't they?
Yeah, really flat,
you know, but it's just they don't often add up to very much.
I have a memory now of being at a youth club, and it was a special treat we got.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was. It was a two-reel Disney.
Leon Britton that's
no,
caused
no,
this.
A two-reel Disney film that was projected.
Really?
It was fantastic.
What was it?
It was, I can't remember. It was some kind of American travelogue film.
And now little doggy and his old friends come down off him.
What's that fucking thing called?
Fantastic Journey.
Is it the Incredible
Journey?
Incredible Journey, that's right.
It's
not fantastic.
It's very fucking far from incredible
as
well.
It's just a Labrador wandering about the countryside looking for new and exciting states to shit in.
Being pals with a cat. That ain't never going to happen.
We were pals out there, sweetheart. Now we're back.
He's going to get a killer. CIA man says, let's take a little walk.
In case we're missing the salient plot point here, she's now rumbled that Woody isn't actually an amazing secret agent.
Alright.
Mm. But it's rather.
Well, he's just an amateur, but with a special car. And
yeah.
Wouldn't that just confuse things even more?
Mm. That's Richard Burton's house.
You just hear the bottles clinking over in the.
Playing backgammon endlessly.
Or Monopoly. Endless games of Monopoly. Open another bottle of Dubon.
All having fun there.
Hey, foreign dance, we're all doing the foreign dance.
So this is a brief respite, of course.
In a big jumper. Everyone's been in jumpers. We're a bit warm for that kind of dancing.
Yeah.
She's a bit young for
that.
Hooray, foreign dance. Let's do the foreign dance. And jumpers would be a bit like a quilt. So other Disney live action films.
Well, I don't like that.
Films.
That jumper.
Something
Wicked This Way Comes. Very good.
Well, I'm thinking about it. It's not quite the kids' film.
Fucking right, isn't it? It's got the life out of you.
The
Black Hole. That's
the black
not for kids
hole,
either.
Yeah, I saw the Black Hole in the pictures. No fucking clue what was going on there. I do love the Black Hole.
It's a bit ropey though, isn't it?
Ow.
It's a bit ropey though, isn't it?
Well, it is a bit ropey. I mean, it's got some very weird decisions of what they all do in it and things like that.
And the effects.
And the idea that there's
odd.
I think the effects are very stylized, and I think they work really nicely for it because it's barking.
Well, I've never seen it in a really new, good-looking print. It's always looked a bit dodgy.
But I like it's things like when they say it's a meteorite and it's just actually big, glowing yellow things, and one crashes in and goes down the central hall of the ship and they run across the front of it and things. You think this is just fucking mental.
It's got a weird cast as well. Tony Perkins, Maximilian Schell, and that guy that's in Jackie Brown.
John
Robert Foster,
sorry.
Yeah.
And Ennis Borgnine.
That's right,
yeah.
Definitely not much of an actor.
And Roddy McDowall and Slim Pickens doing the voices.
Roddy McDowall?
What?
Will work.
Yeah, well, quite, yeah. Will work for medication.
Yeah.
But the point is.
Is Tony Perkins in it?
Yes, he is in it.
Yeah. It's a huge cast when you think of it.
No, I mean, and I genuinely like it. And I think there are some really, really influential things in it. I think
the
way the robots are.
What the fuck is he wearing now?
Kinky. But anyway, the point is, it's around that time Disney really were going off to your tonto.
Yeah, they had a bad decade. Do you know what actually pulled them out of it?
They?
Was Touchstone Pictures.
Yeah,
when they launched Touchstone, and that started having big hits with things like Big, and then Ruthless People and whatnot. That drew them back from the brink, but they were in a bad way.
Well, Dragon Slayer is a Touchstone film.
No, I don't think it is. I think Dragon Slayer is a Walt Disney film.
No, it's not.
Because that was one of the ones from this period.
It's not a Walt Disney film. Because it was years before I realised it was actually made by Walt Disney.
Craig thinks it is, but Walt Disney.
Hey!
I'd be prepared to put money that it's a Disney film.
That, they also have that... they had that other mark as well. That they started making slightly more adult films. Because they... Buena Vista
Touchstone
Distributors. Was then they had Touchstone, but they had another one as well. That they started releasing slightly edgier things.
One.
No, but these were sort of edgy.
What sort of films are we talking about here?
What was the name of that film? There was a film that was like it was about poor kids in New York. I can't remember what it was called. It was a bit rapey.
What was that?
I think it was Bugsy Malone. But anyway, Yeah, because I think the Disney brand itself was kind of tainted with stuff like this.
Mm. Yeah.
Rightly or wrongly, but kind I mean, it was just...
And some of the later, the sort of the 70s animations like Sword in the Stone and whatnot, which are pretty fucking ropey, to
yeah,
be
Sword
honest,
in the Stone really is ropey. Yeah. It's really poor. What's going on now?
It's kind of run out of stuff to do now.
Yeah, they're trying to get away. So do you have the soft spot
by going
Disney,
up the hill,
Craig?
I'm really not much of a Disney fan.
You don't like the animated one?
Not hugely. I mean, it's all fine, but I've never had a huge affection for it. No. I like Mary Poppins. That's a Disney, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Famously
so.
I really, really love Mary Poppins, but generally speaking, I'm not that mad about Disney stuff.
Really?
She'd be with a dead person now.
How did that happen? Why are they still holding on?
They're scared, I think, perhaps. Oh, here we go, look. Oh. Because the baddies. What about you,
more
Chris?
Of the universe. No, I like Disney films. I can't say like I'm a great devotee of it, but I get a wee bit fed up with people just complaining about the corporate mouse and all that sort of thing.
No, I don't mind that.
You just make films. If it's good, it's good. If it's not, you just don't bother your ass.
Well, yeah, I mean, no one's ever forced to go and see something. I kind of feel that way about all media sort of barons. Like, that's bad. Murdoch and one. Don't buy the paper.
Just
don't get a Sky thing. Doesn't really matter.
I can see the arguments about, if they gather so much money and influence themselves, they can suppress other things and all that. But, if you're that worked up about it, go and do something about it.
Yeah.
They're not really the brand they were, though, are they?
Well, they're making a comeback now with the Star Wars stuff.
That's true.
And the Muppets.
Pixar belongs to them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's been their big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it was very clever that they picked on the Muppets and Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Two huge brands from the 70s.
Mm-hmm. And they own Marvel.
Yeah,
and they must be making money.
And they did have, from that period of the sort of early 90s onwards, with The Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Tars and all those things, they were big for them. They started to own prop old-fashioned animation again.
They were a bit hit and miss, though. And I don't know why, because things like... Tarzan's not great.
Never seen it.
It's all right. I mean, it looks good and all that, but it's kind of like it's just another Tarzan film.
I've seen The Lion King. Away!
Lion King's great. Aladdin is my favourite of all the Disney, I think, and that's immense.
But it doesn't have anyone going away.
It does have Rodney Dangerfield.
But apart from the black hole,
well, it is Robin Williams going, I can't believe it. I'm being beaten by a rock.
So there's Condor Man and the Black Hole, but
yeah,
there's not a lot across. I would say there's not a lot of TV Green crossover with Disney.
New,
and the
world
of Disney.
Only, I'd say only things like Christmas Day films and Bank Holiday films is where it crossovers with TV Cream, really.
Mm-hmm.
Disney Time and the stuff that would crop up in Screen Test.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not, it's like, like if you were watching, back in the old days, when this was a proper country, and in between programmes they would suddenly find themselves with 5 or 10 minutes spare.
So
they would stick on a cartoon.
Yeah,
they would.
And
Disney short.
If they stuck on a Disney short, you'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake, do you not have any,
any
Warner Brothers?
That's kind of my problem. I think I always find that a bit lame, really.
Slightly ponderous.
Yeah, I liked Tex Avery and stuff like that, the more anarchic stuff,
that,
yeah.
Because Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all that shit.
Yeah, and do you know what it also is? It's the sort of thing your parents thought, oh, that's good, you watch
you
a bit
like
of Disney.
That. You like that.
And you didn't. You said, well, Mum and Dad like it, it might be shite.
Get on the Tom and Jerry. Get on the fucking Cat Concerto and I'll actually shit myself laughing.
Cat Concerto.
Have you been? have any of us been to Disney World or Lands?
No.
I've had a day.
Have you?
At Euro Disney when my son was about five, I think.
And was he terrified of the characters? Or?
No, we didn't see an awful lot of them.
Do you not?
It's mostly sort of big rides, so to speak.
Oh. Well, it's France.
and to be fair, they were good. What's it called? Something Mountain or whatever. That's fine. I've never been on anything
Cheese
like that
Mountain.
Before.
Cheese Mountain.
Yeah.
Cheese Mountain.
So that was fine.
Surrender Mountain.
And, my son took a huff because he wasn't tall enough to go to the Indiana Jones one, which then... halfway through the ride seized and so people were stuck on it for about an hour or so. So
when you were there,
But I liked the Pirates of the Caribbean ride and that was fine, but no, I think I said at the time it was simultaneously the best and worst place I've been to in my life. It's quite impressive in terms of how they do it, but it's just, and you do see a lot of other troubling adults there
Troubling Paddocks.
Well, they really like
it. Oh, you mean
people
Disney fans?
Really
the ones
yeah.
Who,
true Disney fans.
And they're not there. Fans. They're not there with kids. They're there themselves because they love it. Proper, and I'm not saying they're like wee souls. They're not like Susan Boyles, you know.
No, no.
They're actual proper functioning adults who are.
Yeah, they'll have their house. They'll be full of like plates with.
And I find that a bit
Disney
odd.
Things on it. And my mum was a primary school teacher in there. She had to go to Euro Disney like 10 years in a row or something.
Did she?
Because they used to go on a school trip every like Easter, and she Your school
used to go to Euro Disney.
No, my mum's primary school.
Really?
Yeah, it was like they'd go for a week. Well, I mean, they didn't just go to Euro Disney; it was like in Paris, so they'd do a proper school trip.
We went to
and go on a coach.
I've got to go
we went to Pitlochry Power Station.
I got to Glenogle Baths.
You went to where?
Glenogle Baths.
There you go.
A day on a farm in primary 7 that was really good.
Yeah, but Dollar Swimming Pool we went to.
Aye, so the primary school that she worked at used to do that.
So literally for me, a day at school was like a day on the farm.
Sorry, you were
saying... It's not like the school paid for it. I mean, the
was it
all,
did she hate it?
Casting, no.
She got a bit scunnered off it, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
You know?
What was weird about it was...
We're in Monte Carlo.
I'd been warned about
this.
Him?
Who could it possibly be?
You see, once they do this sort of parade at the end of the day, parade, Disney time.
Yeah, fireworks.
As soon as that happens, fucking everything closes.
Really?
And we had to go all the way back into Paris to get. We managed to actually go all the way back into Paris and get back so late that all the restaurants were scunnered. So the biggest sort of eating city in the world, and dinner was some Pringles and a can of juice. Shite, really.
Did you have Orangina?
No, it was just Pringles and a can of juice.
Do you think? Do you think it's like that in America?
No.
No.
I wouldn't have thought so.
We need to find someone who's been multiple times.
Yeah, who could that possibly be?
I don't
be?
Know. Let's look out.
But we need preferably somebody quite small who's
quite
not going
small.
To take up a lot of time.
Absolutely.
Space.
Someone who gets really angry about things like Prometheus.
See this scene, which is nothing particularly interesting. You know, something's happening, blah, blah, blah. I watched the trailer for a film the other night. Can't remember what it was, and in the wee bit, because you know they do the little box and it says, you know, certified PG-13 or 18 or whatever it is, and then it gives you a ridiculous breakdown of you know, contains mild body odour or something,
contains mild boobies,
and it said mild threat and smoking.
Wow.
Oh really?
What about mild threat while smoking,
which would be just like every film before 1995.
Well, Crawford was smoking earlier on this.
Can you imagine saying to Oliver Reed, if he was still alive, I'm sorry you can't smoke on the film sets anymore.
What? Who says?
Master of disguise, though. Wonder who that could possibly be.
A Caesar salad. Worth brilliant.
Very rakish money. Somebody so lonely in the background.
Said Caesar. Do we think this is just a bit racist?
Look at him. That's a lovely cravat. Yes.
Oh, that's a nice blouse and two-piece that one, as well. I like twisted candles.
Look at that
candles.
Shot, though.
I like twisted candles.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
Easy coming out again. No, they always look quite classy. Like they should have, they used to appear quite a lot in those
define classy.
You know, like 70s cookery books, like the
Hamlin
big giant ones.
The Hamlin,
The Hamlin cookbook, and there would always be a picture of oof mayonnaise that would be like
oof mayonnaise,
just basically half an egg with mayonnaise and some cayenne pepper on it on a plate dash of paprika and a bit of a red candle that was a twisted candle.
You know there are whole Twitter feeds devoted to this sort of thing now. Love it. Oh, you can have a look at it. People just calling pages from these books.
I used to like any recipe that got you to hardball an egg, take the hard yolk out, and then put a bit of mustard powder and put it back in, like some kind of deviled egg thing, and then dessert consisted of something with yellow ice cream.
And an obsession with shaping everything into
something.
Why is ice cream not yellow enough?
Yeah, because if you're having salmon mousse, it must be shaped like a fish.
Yeah,
absolutely. My mum used to have this case of recipe cards that were all like that. Oh, I wish I could.
Lovely.
I know.
Was that a Reader's Digest one or something?
No, she bought that. You had to buy them. You bought it as a set.
Aye.
He didn't add to it or anything. Ooh. She used to have copies and copies and copies of microwave know-how, though.
And is she good at microwave?
No, I don't think we ever read any of them. No. But she bought them. Hundreds of them. All recipes of how to make a cake in your microwave.
Wow.
To which the answer is, badly.
Well, just don't. My when my Gran Harper bought a microwave, she immediately started baking cakes.
Gran Harper pops up quite a lot in these commentaries.
Well,
there's a lot.
She was a big figure.
She
was very hip to the jive.
Yeah.
When we got our first video recorder, many years after Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go again. Yeah. December 23rd, 1981.
My dad.
Lest we forget.
Said to my mum, "Well, this is great because now you can video record the recipes off CFAX and then pause them."
Bless.
Did you not point out there's a hold button on CFAX? You never thought of that, did you?
While we're talking about Condor Man,
don't make it bigger, just hold it.
Do you know who was supposedly the bookie's...
We were talking about what?
Condor Man.
Oh.
What's Condor Man?
Do you know who supposedly was the bookie's favourite to replace Roger Moore in James Bond? As James Bond before Don
Oliver
Cooper.
Reed.
Yeah?
Barbara Kerr.
Barbara Bach.
No one in this film.
It's not fucking Barbara Bach.
No,
stop saying that.
Say Barbara Bach.
No one in this film. Shall I tell you?
Oh, you may as well, yeah.
Bob Mills.
Paul Darrow.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. According to Paul Darrow.
Fucking hell. They think Daniel Craig's moody.
I know.
He just turned up in the office and shoot everybody.
At least Paul Darrow.
Fuck the lot.
You betrayed
Paul
me,
Darrow can act,
though. Bring Orac with him, couldn't he?
Absolutely.
He looks like Klinger from MASH there, doesn't he?
Couscous. Friggin' chicken seed.
What is Michael Crawford doing these days?
He's counting his money, I think. He did that bizarre thing, FX, that musical in Las Vegas.
Did he not have a horrible injury doing that, though?
Hope so.
In the same way that... did Jim Dale not have a horrible injury doing Barnum? Fall off
did
and
he?
Break his collarbone and pelvis or something.
Jim Dale apparently does the American audiobooks of the Harry Potter books.
Wow.
Really?
But what Michael Crawford does now, I don't know. I've not seen him in anything for years.
He's probably just minted, isn't he?
I imagine so, yeah.
I seem to think there was that he was very difficult when he was in Barnum, and I think that's sort of the basis of people not really liking Michael Crawford.
I think he was
on like some programme or some interview show, and he was quite...
I remember that.
He was quite snooty, I seem to remember, around about Barnum.
But wasn't it all about how much work he put into it? It was all that obsessive perfectionism. He learned how to do everything, the tightrope walking and all that
sort of
thing.
But then Jim Dale did that as well.
Yeah, and probably...
First.
Probably. No, I thought Michael Crawford was the first Barnum.
I think he was.
I think Crawford was.
Oh, I thought it was Jim. Well, see, I just thought, well, I'm just going to change that because I prefer Jim Dale.
I like Jim Dale, though. Yeah, I was like Jim Dale. He was a good sort.
Nice man, Jim Dale.
He seems to have lived his life well, Jim Dale.
Good old Jim Dale. I wish more people liked Jim Dale.
Yeah.
Don't you ever think that Eric Idle just wants to be Jim Dale?
I suppose he does, doesn't he?
Except Jim Dale's funnier.
Somebody who is fucking objectionable.
Yeah.
He looks rather like your man from Making of a Murderer, you know, when he commits his personal crime. Is that his disguise?
Oh, we're capturing the popular zeitgeist.
Certainly are.
He doesn't like it, does he?
Stephen Avery.
Yeah, you know, when he was originally sent down about 1985.
Is this an alibi?
In the mugshot. Yeah, that's his alibi. He could have done it because he was making
Condor Man.
Condor Man.
There you go, folks. You've been sitting through the Condor Man one.
Yeah.
Thinking about it, it's just sounding vaguely depressed. In fact, it all works up to a Making a Murderer reference.
His little nephew's going to rock up in a minute with a.
We've not found much. We've not found much to be funny about in this, have we?
No chance.
Oh, cheers!
just so you know, it's just a bit sort of really, isn't it?
I think it's a fun romp, but it doesn't have layers of complexity.
See,
we're to it,
here we go. He's about to finally be Condor Man, which of course we haven't actually seen.
This is like how far into it now?
Here we are. So
we've only seen it once.
Yeah. 15 minutes, Jesus, and he's now Condor Man.
And he had that under his outfit that whole time.
He did, yeah.
Must be pecking.
Pecking. Hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey.
I want you.
Get your pecker out.
Now, get behind me in on tie. That's not the right.
He looks
around,
a bit like the guy from Watchmen there.
Well, Big Patrick Wilson.
Aye. And I mean Big Patrick Wilson.
That's a bad film, Watchmen.
Yes, it is.
I like Watchmen.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
Film. Good title
sequence. Well, you're not wrong that you like it.
Yeah.
It's just a bad film.
It's a good title sequence.
Bad film. It's a dreadful film. The problem is it tries to be too faithful to the original title.
Yeah, but everyone says that.
Absolutely.
Everyone's that's not.
But then I don't really
say.
I don't really know the comic book, but it's one of those. Or is it a graphic novel? I don't care. It's one
graphic
of those
novel
things.
It's a terrible term.
It's one of those things where
it's comic. It's not a comic book. It's a comic.
Even watching the film, I can tell that they're trying too hard.
Yeah.
Which is a problem with the first Harry Potter film as well, because the pacing is different than a book.
The other problem, you can see the cable on there.
Oh, we're back in Monte Carlo. Yeah.
The other problem with the Harry Potter stuff is that it's all shit. It's like, oh, he's a wizard.
There he is. Look, he's on his way to the beach. Come on, Stephen.
Yeah, they want to be careful with that car, by the way.
A nice big car, that,
yeah,
isn't it?
A lovely big car.
Oh, you could barely, you could blatantly see
there.
The gambles.
Yeah,
there.
The gambles. Lovely couple.
And the
look,
yeah,
even on the ship,
yeah,
thing,
I was
that
say,
is
yeah,
outrageous.
On this ropey, I think they downloaded this off YouTube, don't you think, Disney?
That is outrageous.
Lovely Renault 18.
There's a good film in Watchmen somewhere if you cut it down.
I like it.
Sorry, if they cut it down, I know you've said that, but if you cut it down, I have to say that when I was watching that, I was like, it goes on too long. Then the stuff with the is it Rorschach?
Yeah.
All the Rorschach stuff. I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like if the film had been largely about that, mm-hmm. See if it had been the first half, then I could have left.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Look.
It's got Max Headroom in it.
Actual Max Headroom.
Mm.
The guy who plays Max Headroom, mm-hmm. or actually Max Headroom?
The guy who plays him. Yeah.
Who's that?
Matt Frewer, who plays the old... He turns up in it halfway through.
It's got a nice payoff.
The guy that lives on his own.
I'll grant you
I
that.
I think the whole film's
got a really,
really
nice,
good.
It's got a nice payoff with the thing where just print anything out the crazy file.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's a shame, that, isn't it? I was liking that car.
Yeah, nice car. Where it goes.
Wah, wah, wah.
Comes Condor Man.
Fuck's sake.
Jesus, such a
flying extremely slowly.
Here comes Michael Keaton.
Look!
Oh. Man, that's grim. Oh, look, he's going to land here. Why are you doing that? How's that going to help?
Why does he need help? Like, hear him here, hear him here.
We are missing the great Henry Mancini music, though. It's got quite a good soundtrack.
It does have a good soundtrack.
Lots of blaring horns.
Yeah.
What?
I don't really
know.
Oh,
look
at
that.
That's
man.
Rough, isn't it?
Yeah.
They weren't
that
even trying.
So bad.
Yeah, they weren't even trying.
Oh, that's making me worried.
You're a bit upset, aren't you? Yeah. Hans.
Get on the boat.
But, I mean, looking at it compared to...
Oh, I put on your life jacket because you're going to want to be safe.
I have to say,
through the air.
It's better than Quantum of Solace.
It is better than Quantum of Solace.
It's better than Prometheus.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's better.
It's better than Prometheus.
Yeah. Even you admit that, and you like
Prometheus.
I don't remember anything about Quantum of Solace, except I didn't like it.
It's about a,
it's very shouty.
It's about a utilities contract. Never a good basis for a film.
Quantum of Solace.
Well, that's all we need to say about her.
She likes it more than... what was the last one?
Spectre. Spectre was good.
Spectre. I haven't seen Spectre.
Spectre's good fun.
I like Spectre.
It's the most Bond film
until
for ages.
Until they cast James
film.
Bond,
yeah.
Who can eat realistically. I'm not interested.
Yeah, you don't like the Daniel Craig eating, do you?
Eat.
But
which is
light?
He is
which
is light?
He's Sean Connery in The Hunt for Red October.
Yeah.
Disgusting eater.
A wet yeah, mouth.
But that's an acting decision by
but
Sean Connery.
But he even breathes his nose when he does it.
Yeah. Not nice.
With a wee whistle.
I don't like a noisy eater.
Whistly nose.
That boat's quite good, isn't it? Come on
memory.
Down for the summertime special. It's like a Noel Edmonds title sequence, really, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The man with the bong eye's got a bit of a look of Jeremy Irons about him, isn't he?
Jeremy's Irons.
Jeremy's Irons.
No, I remember this
I think you mean Jeremy Irons.
I remember this bit, the boat chase thing. I remember this from seeing it the first
mm-hmm.
time.
But I think the thing that this does extremely
cool
well is if you like a chase sequence...
Boats are still quite cool, aren't
no, but you didn't see boats very much back
no.
then.
Yeah. If you like a chase sequence, this is the film for you.
It's all a chase sequence, isn't
it's
it? It's
just
yeah.
a big
it's one big run around!
Go!
You don't run around.
Uh-huh.
when they won the like the big prizes in the early days, they used to take them back off them again.
Did they?
Yeah, well, I remember reading once that, because they couldn't afford to have them there every
week.
That's
honking.
So they'd say, "You've won the Skinhead Trains!" And they say, the camera goes off, like, he's out back. There's a balloon.
Really? That's terrible.
That's horrendous.
I do know that Mike Reed admitted eventually that he didn't fucking understand anything that was going on.
Well, no, well, fair enough. Carried away on a moonlight
ship. All right, darling.
Well, here we go.
Oh, fuck it, he got a laser now!
He's got the anal intruder from Secret. Well, this is good, isn't it, laser? Oh,
he's
that's
got rocket
it. You can just see them post the Star Wars.
Yep.
We gotta have a laser.
It's like when they have the lasers at the end of Moonraker as well, which are fucking outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is Moonraker the most outrageous of the silly Bond films?
Yeah.
I think
it is.
Yeah.
I think it is. Of course it is.
And again, this is the mistake of Bond fans, I think, or people who claim to be Bond fans.
Not a real
the
Bond
type
fans.
Of people that say that, oh, well, you're Daniel Craig, it's much more like the books, which it isn't.
No.
It's much more realistic. No, it's
no,
not.
It's not.
But the whole point of the Bond film is it's like a box of chocolates. You've got one for every possible mood.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can you think, right, and tonight I want to watch, like, you know, Goldfinger. Or tonight it's
or
a silly Bond,
serious
I want to watch
Moon. Yeah.
That's the beauty of them. There's one for
absolutely.
Every occasion.
Absolutely. Like liqueur chocolate.
Aye.
And apparently,
speaking of which, there's not many in the way of chocolates on tonight.
No, it's true, that.
Yeah.
So apparently, Bond aficionados think Dalton's the best, supposedly.
Yeah.
Well,
according to
but then
the Gator Sweet
it's worth
thing.
Saying,
uh-huh.
It's worth saying that all of the kudos Daniel Craig gets
mm-hmm.
for his moody and deep portrayal
uh-huh.
is exactly the same performance that Timothy
yep.
Dalton gave, except he gets shit for it.
Yeah.
And he can eat properly.
And, he's a better
he
actor.
He can expectorate
yeah.
when he's in Doctor Who. He can't even.
And one of his ones, Wayne Newton, in it.
That's true.
Dan
I like Timothy Dalton, he's a good
Dan
one.
Cushing.
And he still smokes
oh.
tabs as well.
Proper man. He didn't have a very good Felix lighter.
No, it was that wee guy used to be in loads of things, wasn't it?
No, his one was the sort of taller guy. I like the wee tubby Felix lighter that's in like Diamonds Are Forever.
Mm.
Gets
his leg eaten off in that License to Kill, though.
He does.
Got a license to kill.
I think the laser.
I don't know. I'm going straight for your heart.
Boom, 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 boom,
the laser has stood the test of time, don't you think, as the kind
of
default best weapon in any film?
What?
I'm saying laser has really stood the test of time as the default best weapon.
This one is going on for some time again now, though.
Yeah, they don't.
Look at
this
shot.
Anymore,
he's just.
Oh,
beautiful.
They just said, ah, fuck it. Oh, there is something going to happen. There's another boat coming out now. I thought that Gordon Slocum had just gone a bit overexcited.
Good old Gordon Slocum.
That is a big boat, isn't it? Look at that.
Fucking hell. Is this the showdown, by the way?
Yeah, this is pretty much it.
Is this it?
This is the last reel. Yeah.
Fuck, nothing's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing of any consequence plot wise.
No, he's just got into another. Vehicle.
Did the non-giant cartoonist just do this to annoy us?
The what?
Oh, no. He was interested in what we made of it because he, like me, has very fond memories of the promotional coverage of this.
Oh, Robert Gillespie's lying
in
and
of itself. Yeah, Robert Gillespie. Yeah.
I wonder if Oliver Reed had any fucking clue,
any
what,
clue
was
what
was going on.
Any clue. No idea. No idea whatsoever.
Marvelous Simon
Look, fireworks.
Monte Carlo. Oliver Reed the Badger.
He going. Going. Retiring. Start editing a weekly.
Yeah.
Turn around.
That's actually quite a good Peter Serafinovitz impression.
That's quite a good Serafinovitz.
Oh, look, a helicopter. What's this for?
This is to extract them.
He's dressed a bit kinky, isn't he?
I'm just going to keep this on.
Oh,
your bonger guy.
And you've gone fucking mental, mate.
Look,
I'm out of here.
He's out
of here.
Look, he's
need
he's
a drink.
Out what's going on.
Oh, he's going. What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the Arison helicopter was a baddie helicopter being black. I don't mean that in a racist way. I mean it was coloured the
it was
same.
It was a different
way.
World.
I was right to assume that at that age. I'd have been frightened, frankly.
Yay, look, here we go. That's safe.
Looking at me doing the water.
Punch the water. Look, here we are.
Have we pinned down yet just quite why we don't like...
Final scene.
What?
Crawford.
Like I said, I think it's because he was... I think he was snooting on an interview in the 80s.
Smartass, to be honest.
Possibly on Wogan or something.
Yeah.
I think it was Wogan, because I and the other thing, of course, is... that it's always a bad idea if you are genuinely loved for a particular role, which is Frank Spencer, to then talk it down.
Yes, he
does. Because he continually tried to distance himself from it.
Yeah, I hate that.
Said that he didn't like it and that he wanted to do more and he didn't want to talk about it and all that sort of thing.
So here we are queuing up the sequel here, this last scene.
The guy in the background is just like the sexless guy. Hey, you two, having a kiss? I'm trying to watch a ball game. I don't get no action.
Dark sky.
Dark skies.
Look how dark it is there.
You will see.
Am I on airship? It's very good, yeah.
I am.
We don't have the airships. The people.
She kissed him on the lips, though.
She did kiss him.
Oh, shucks! Look at him.
Dark sky, but not there.
He's the president from Omen 2.
There we go. All
right.
So look, this is the.
Oh, not the president. Sorry, the.
This is the setup.
Ambassador.
Setup for the next film.
What? No, they didn't set up for a sequel, did they?
Yeah, looks like it. Look. Why are they flying an airship over a giant cinema screen showing a football game? Look, here we are, see? There we go, look. Got a wonderful proposition for you. Stand by for the end credits.
Go on, assassin.
Have you ever thought of taking Condor Man 2?
To Blackpool.
Could you go and assassinate a South American?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it? Yeah.
That will make sense to true fans. There you are. That's the end of Condor Man.
Jesus.
Well, I don't think they have cut off the titles.
That's it.
Well, because they did them all at the start.
It's just pointed out.
It would have been a full cast list.
No,
they did them all at the start.
No, because
it just said a Walt Disney production. That's the last thing you bring up on them.
I think
it would have been a full.
No,
don't just say no. Like you're on fucking Gardener's Question Time.
No.
You don't want to be doing that.
The thing to remember is that not on these circumstances.
Tricky plant. You're a Condor Man.
So what do we think of Condor Man? I thought it was shit, to be honest with you.
I rather like it. I think it's
you're
quite
like
fun.
Prometheus, mate.
Yeah, you're it's wrong.
Takes you on a journey.
Do you not think
you
it's just one of those
Chris and I agree on stuff?
Do you not think actually it's one of those Disney live action films that's just there to fill an hour and a half on a Sunday?
Absolutely,
Or
that would have been a sort of 11 o'clock in the morning Christmas week film.
Possibly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's just there for you to eat your occupy.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Quite charming, I think.
That sounds all right, actually.
I mean, it's sort of inoffensive. And it looks
would have been a lot better for the Yorkie during it.
The tech was great, though. You know, like when you're a kid, thinking about the cool cars and all that stuff?
I suppose so.
Great.
And you know, having the condor bolt.
It's a proper film for kids, that is, Craig.
Yeah, Baba Killer doesn't get naked in it though. She does in Never Say Never Again.
It's a proper film for kids.
Never say never.
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 Which is largely porridge.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is,
yeah.
Well, from here.
Yeah, exactly.
All that stuff, because Dick Clement and Lufrini only got about a month to write the script for it, which is why there's huge chunks of porridge.
And it's credited to.
Who?
Lorenzo Semple Jr.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it was a Dino production, wasn't it?
Dino De Laurentiis!
That was Condor Man, wasn't
that
it?
That was Condor Man.
And that was
the end of Michael Crawford's film career.
Yeah.
Did they make any more films after that?
No, they just said you're a cunt.
Crawford?
Them,
yeah.
No.
I think so.
I don't remember him making any other.
He wasn't in Return of the Jedi. Unless it was an Ewok.
This is the Rancor. He was just about to reveal his face and go when he get fucking head crushed by the door.
Aye.
Oh, wow. Alright, well, there you are. Condor Man. Well, that was worth the effort. I'm back! Yeah!
See you in the next one, kids.
Ta-da!
Bye!
Bye.